Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief review for September the 21st, 2021. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And yesterday, as everyone pretty much already knows, was a big down day for many of the indices that we follow on this video, especially on the U.S. equity front. Led to the downside was actually the iShares MSCI Emerging Market ETF down 2.69%, followed by the Russell 2000 down 2.44%. We saw the remainder of U.S. equity indices down at a minimum, at least 1.5%, with the, if we want to call it a winner or just the least biggest loser, if you will, the S&P Equal Dollar Weighted Index down 1.55%. We saw the gold continuous charge symbol GC forward slash in positive territory at 71 basis points, as well as AGG in positive territory at 19 basis points. When we take a look at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, symbol SPX, we actually saw it take out the support level here at, pardon me, take out the support level here at 4370 when it moved down to 4310 on its chart. When we look at the longer term 20 point per box chart, you can actually locate that over here under other scales. The chart came to a sell signal for the first time since July when we saw these two sell signals given on the default chart. It's only been one sell signal on that longer term 20 point per box chart, but we will continue to monitor, obviously, the chart of SPX. From here, support lies at 4240, and then longer term on the downside at 4170, which is that June pullback low there. This actually brought the chart of the S&P down to levels we haven't seen since July. And in many cases, like with the NASDAQ composite, the Russell 1000, and even the Russell 2000, it brought it to levels that we haven't seen since either August or July, noting of those pullbacks. But when we take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, symbol DJIA chart, we actually see that it gave a third consecutive sell signal, and at this point has now moved down to levels we haven't seen since June of this year. So it also violated support here at 33,750, which was that July pullback low. So a little bit interesting that we see the more mega cap names in the case of looking at the Dow moving to the downside to the point that they're trading at levels of June territory rather than just August or July. Noteworthy there, and continue to monitor, obviously, important support levels on those charts of if you do own some of those Dow names. Elsewhere on the chart of the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF, symbol EEM, we've noted it's a fairly low scoring fund, but with yesterday's action, we saw it as well as the iShares MSCI EFA index, the developed market index ETF, symbol EFA, reverse down into a column of those. At this point, EFA actually sits still technically on a buy signal, but we've now seen the EEM make this lower top here at 53, and now we've seen it reverse down to 50. Support lies at 49.50 from August, as well as 47.50 from November of last year. Continue to obviously monitor your international exposure as well. Looking on the indicator front, with yesterday's down day, we saw quite a bit of movement on the indicators themselves. The first and foremost that we'll take a look at this morning is the bullish percent for OTC stocks, symbol caret BP OTC. It reversed down with yesterday's action to 42% after a brief reversal into X's at 48%. At this point, we see some support here at 40. And really, for us, the notable level is looking at this 30% level. A move below the 30% level is typically a line in the sand of when we're seeing some real lessening of breadth and some weakness out of equities, especially in this case in the OTC space. It now joins the NYSE along with the bullish percent for optionable stocks, which reversed down yesterday, caret BPOPTI, as it reversed down into a column of those at 48% as well. Again, it also now joins the bullish percent for the NYSE as well as the bullish percent for all stocks that we follow as those major market indicators, but we've seen other indicators such as the more narrow bullish percent for mid caps as well as small caps, and even the Nasdaq 100 and S&P 500 all move into O's over the past couple of days worth of trading action, suggesting that we are seeing lessening breadth to the upside. But that is something that would be apparent if anyone witnessed yesterday's action to the downside move. On the shorter term basis for the 10-week for the NYSE, we saw it move into bear confirmed status. And at this point, it trades down to the 32 level. Really, 30% is also a line to keep an eye on these shorter term indicators, which this particular one measures the percentage of stocks trading above their 10-week moving average. And a move below 30 is again somewhat of a suggestion that we're seeing stocks trade below that moving average and a lessening of stocks being capable to continue to show higher prices in the near term. So what does all this mean? Really, it's obviously suggesting we're seeing lessening breadth to the upside. We're seeing less stocks trade above their moving average, their shorter term moving averages, and begin to violate those in some sense as support levels. But also it brings mini charts to sell signals for the first time, or we're seeing consecutive sell signals, or we're also seeing support levels violated on many of those charts. So as always, be sure to consult the point and figure chart of any positions you may own. Be sure to monitor key support levels and have a game plan for if those key support levels have been violated. And if they have been violated with recent action, go ahead and execute those game plans. In some cases, as we noted, it may be the first signal you've seen on the chart. Probably not too alarming in that case, but in others, it may be consecutive sell signals, or it may have violated a more near-term support level. That may be a sign at this point to go ahead and lighten up on some of that exposure. Leave that in cash just for the moment till we see some move back to the upside out of US equity indexes and indices. But as always, if you have any questions looking at any point and figure chart, or have any questions about any position or what you may be thinking or looking to do or having discussions with clients, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.